morning. I would like to bring this meeting of House Fisheries to order. It is 10:06, and President is Representative Gaddis, Representative Heron, Representative Feige, myself, Chair Seaton. Representative Johnson is excused, and today we'll hold confirmation hearings on three members or three nominees for the Board of Fisheries. And first of all, we have Susan Jeffrey on the line from Kodiak. Can you hear us, Ms. Jeffrey?
Yes, I can, Mr. Chair.
Great. Good to hear from you. Would you introduce yourself for the record and then give us a little bit of your background and why you wish to serve on the board? And we do have your nominee form in front of us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I appreciate the time here today that you've taken. I know you're busy. My name is Susan Jeffrey. I'm from Kodiak. I've lived here since 1972, been involved in fisheries, commercial fisheries, over those years in various fisheries, crab and halibut, and currently my husband and I are salmon set net fishermen here on Kodiak Island. I also have a background in being an editor, fisheries editor for the Kodiak Daily Mirror for many years, and have written fisheries articles for several publications throughout that time. I think I'll stop there since you have other information about me, unless you have other questions.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to recognize that Representative Johnson has joined us.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Do members have questions for Susan Jeffrey? Her resume is before us, and so, Ms. Jeffrey, I'm sure since you have reported on fisheries issues, you know the time that the Board of Fisheries can take, right?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and I realize I didn't answer the question. I, as you know, I've served one term on the Board of Fish, and yes, I'm mindful and now have personal experience of the time that it does take to understand the various fisheries around the state. I find the work very challenging and rewarding as well. And I would like to be able to put the experience and knowledge that I've gained to use serving the state of Alaska in a second term. Because I think that our fisheries are vitally important to the state and to the people of the state, and I really do look forward if I given the opportunity to serve a second term. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And does anyone have any other questions? We'll open public testimony. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to the nomination of Sue Jeffrey for the Board of Fisheries?
Mr. Chair, this is the Kenai moderator. We have someone here.
Oh, good. Would you go ahead? I don't have the sheet, so would you make sure that people identify themselves and for the record and go ahead with the testimony?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Would you?
Hello, Paul. This is John McCombs, and I'm representing myself today. As you know, I attended all 14 days of the Board of Fish meetings in Anchorage. Here's my testimony. The Board of Fish makes the rules on how fishing regulations are made. In February, the Board of Fish did not follow their own rules. On the last day of meetings, the board voted 7-0 on two board-generated proposals. The vice chairman, Tom Kluberton, wants to turn Cook Inlet into a Bristol Bay-style fishery. He convinced other board members to vote on his board-generated proposal. A board-generated proposal that was void and exclusive of the public process. The fact that these board members think Cook Inlet is the same as Bristol Bay means they lack an understanding of the fisheries. Therefore, I cannot support any of these nominees. Thank you.
Mr. McComb, anyone have questions for Mr. McComb? Thank you. Do we have anyone else online? And
yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, and what here we go. I now have a sheet. So, Ricky Geese, are you online?
Yes, my name is Ricky Geese. I'm the executive director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. We support the renomination of Sue Jeffries to the Alaska Board of Fisheries after her first term. I think Ms. Jeffries has a good knowledge, working knowledge of all the different fisheries in Alaska. She has shown herself to be inquisitive, questioning both staff and participants and users in the fisheries to gain a better knowledge of how fisheries are prosecuted in Alaska. She is open to anybody who wants to come up and ask her questions. She makes herself available to the public, and I believe she has a good mind to deal with the complex and complicated issues that are fisheries in Alaska. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none. Richard McGann.
Morning, Chairman. Paul, I cannot support any of these.
Richard,
I think the whole Board of Fish should be changed. This, the way it's going for the, I've been fishing in the inlet since 1955.
Identify yourself with that.
My name is Richard McGann. And I still fish in the inlet. And what the board did and what we went through in March, February and March this year was, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely wrong. Out of my mind thinking, trying to think back of what took place. I couldn't support not one of those Board of Fish the way they acted at those hearings, and I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Richard. Are there any questions? Seeing none. Dave Martin, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Dave, would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record, and then go ahead with your testimony.
Yeah, this is Dave Martin. I wasn't going to speak on Sue Jeffries or Creed Mariski. I will have concerns like the other two gentlemen on the whole process, and that's another issue. But I will speak on Reed Mariski when he comes up.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And we have Paul Shadura. If you're online there, would you identify yourself for the record and who you represent, and go ahead with your testimony.
Thank you, Representative Seaton. My name is Paul Shadura. I am a longtime resident of the Kenai Peninsula. Today I'm representing the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. The Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association has been a voice for the Cook Inlet set net commercial fishermen since 1954, representing some 736 limited entry set net permit holders within South Central. Our goal is to be ensuring the sustainability of our fisheries resources. Today, we are pleased to come before your committee to support an up-and-coming voice for the commercial fishing industry. Ms. Jeffrey is also a State of Alaska Salmon Set Net permit holder, one of the approximately 4,500 that comprise the majority of salmon gear types within the state. With the diverse nature of fishery resources around the state, her direct involvement in a fishery, and her commitment to serve on the board for a second term, these skills and experiences can only improve the regulatory board process. Ms. Jeffries has an extensive background in communications and can assist the Board of Fisheries with developing management directives that will be based on intensive discussions with the department, stakeholders, and other board members. We find this board member to be very approachable and interested in gathering information, better understand the complex science necessary for fair and reasonable decision-making. We look forward to working with her in the future and establishing policies that are fair and equitable to all such fishermen, reasonably calculated to promote conservation, carried out in such a manner that no particular individual, corporation, or other entity acquires an excessive share of such privileges. We further urge this committee and the legislature to recommend and to confirm Sue Jeffrey for reappointment to the Board of Fisheries. With all respects, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, do we have anyone else in at the Kenai LIO? Do we have anyone at any of the other LIOs?
Mr. Chair, we have Chris Garcia here in Kenai.
In Kenai, would you go ahead and have the person introduce themselves? I don't have them on the sheet.
Yeah, hello. I'm Chris Garcia, and I'm representing myself. And I would just like to say that I think the whole board is messed up. We need brand new blood on the whole thing. They tend to ignore any of the facts and figures. They use a low king run to shut down commercial red fishing. They know exactly what's caused the problems for the kings. The particular run that's the worst one, we haven't fished since 1960. They close the early part of the season for fishing on it, but those kings stay in the river because they spawn in the river. So as soon as they open the fishery, they're targeting those kings. We need to close commercial fishing in the Kenai River. I'm sick of it, totally sick of it, and the only way we're ever going to improve that river is stop the commercial guided fishery in the Kenai River. And I am not in favor of anyone that's on the board because they totally ignore all the data and all the studies to get the agenda the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association wants, and I'm sick of it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Garcia. Does anyone have any questions? Seeing none. Is there anyone else there at the LIO?
Not in Kenai. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else online? Let's see. Yes, Howard Delo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm watching from home on the computer feed rather than at an LIO. Yes, my name is Howard Delo. I'm a member of the Matanuska Susitna Borough Fish and Wildlife Commission, and we voted unanimously to support Sue Jeffries' renomination and confirmation to the Board of Fisheries. I can echo several of the other earlier comments. She was very approachable. She was very concerned to try and find out what the concerns our area had involved in Cook Inlet management of the fishery. She listened to the science, and she talked to all of the different user groups, hearing their input, and she made what we felt was a very reasoned, conservation-oriented decision on several of her votes during this most recent Upper Cook Inlet meeting. And she's shown that tendency to listen to the people, find out what's going on, try and understand the issues, and vote resource first. And then if there's a surplus harvestable amount of the resource available, then determine how to best allocate between the user groups. And she's done a very fine job, and we support her renomination. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Mr. Delo, we are going to be short on time, so I notice on the sheet here that you wish to testify on the other two members as well. Do you want to go ahead and make your statement on them at this time?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if that will aid in the flow of the conference hearing here, the committee hearing. Yeah, the Matanuska Susitna Borough Fish and Wildlife Commission unanimously voted to support both John Jensen and Reed Mariski for confirmation to the Board of Fish for essentially the same reasons that I just outlined for Mrs. Jeffrey. These members have all been very approachable. They both have looked into what the problems are in individual areas. Mr. Jensen has been a long-standing member of the Board of Fish. I worked with him when I was on the board. And he's a very approachable person, very easy to talk to. He has a very good understanding of the fisheries around the state. And Mr. Mariski, even coming out of the interior, on his own time and at his own expense, made an effort to get into our area to kind of talk to people and find out what the conservation problems were we have been experiencing. As you're all well aware, the Northern District of Cook Inlet, we have 8 of the 12 stocks of concern on fish stocks that have been declared statewide. We have three quarters of them, if my math is correct. two-thirds anyhow. And Mr. Mariski took the time personally to find out what was going on. And we appreciate the fact that these board members, all three of them, are approachable, do listen to all of the user groups and their comments, do try and understand the issues and listen to the science, ask questions of the department, and they've done an excellent job in our commission's opinion.
Thank you, Mr. DeLo. Appreciate your testimony. I think we have Carl Johnstone. Are you online as well?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm online here. Okay.
Thank you. Did you have comments to make on any of the three of these? And I am asking people to try to keep their comments short so that we can get to the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just speak in support of all three. I think the state is very lucky to have such a diverse board of fisheries that we do. We all work well together, and we have diversity both in those who have background in different users. We have ethnicity diversity, and we have gender diversity. Sue Jeffrey has been doing a great job, and coming into a second term, she'll do even better. She lives in Kodiak, which is one of the nation's largest seafood ports, and she's a commercial fisher herself, so one might think that she would be automatically a vote for commercial fishing interests versus the interests of competing users. That is not so. She's fully aware and totally in agreement with the concept that she speaks on behalf of all Alaskans, and I'm sure that everybody knows her votes clearly show this multidimensional aspect of her. She's very accessible to the public. She works hard. She gets out the audience all the time, and she's always had an open mind. Finally, as we all know, more and more women are participating in the commercial sport fishery, PU fisheries and subsistence fisheries, and it's only fitting that the governor and now the legislature recognize this fact by having gender diversity in its membership on the board. She provides a balance and a perspective that would be missing with an all-male board. I'm delightful she's been appointed, and I look forward to working with her. Mr. Mariski, I met him when he was participating as a member of the public at Board of Fish meetings. From the beginning, I always thought him to be a very bright and thoughtful person who had the interest and the resource in the right order. He knows the fish come first, and then if there's enough to go around, he provides a fair argument for fair allocation. I was delighted when the governor initially appointed him, and I'm certainly delighted he's been reappointed. He's got a great demeanor and a sense of humor. He mixes well with the public, always well-read, and he really bases his decisions on a lot of science. A lot of people don't understand that, but he is very well-read on the science, and so he gives the right amount of credibility to science. Mr. Jensen, and by the way, I really look forward to working with Reed as well. Mr. Jensen is our senior member, been on the board longer than all of us. He's by far the most experienced of our members. He knows about the commercial harvest of our fishery resources throughout the state. He not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk, mainly because he has participated personally in many of the fisheries that he is asked to regulate. He understands the border fish process as much as anybody. He makes a good record. He's very good in supporting border fish decisions with his record making, and that's very important from my perspective as chairman, which I know is necessary in getting our process done properly.
Thank you, Mr.
He understands our policies. He addresses our policies. He's very informative, and he tells us about aspects of fisheries that most of us would be unaware of without his presence. We need that level of experience on the board. Sometimes our votes offset each other, but I find that we're getting more and more centered. We both benefit from one another's input, and sometimes are persuaded by the other. And that's really the way the process is intended to work. If he's willing to serve another term, I think the state is very fortunate indeed that he's willing to do so, and I certainly hope he'll be reappointed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your testimony. Was there anyone else? We do have a letter from UFA here on the table. Is there anyone else online? Hearing none, is there anyone in the room to testify? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony.
Does anybody hear me? Because I don't hear anything.
Yes, who's this?
This is Carl Johnstone. I just made some statements, but I don't know if you heard them or not.
Oh, yeah, we heard them all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. are there, let's see, we have Sue Jeffries still on the line. Does anyone have any questions for Sue Jeffries? We have two other appointees, Mr. Jensen and Reed Morisky online. I guess, Ms. Jensen or Ms. Jeffrey, before you leave, there was one thing that was said about a board generated proposal that was taken up and acted on without any public input. Would you care to address that issue? And I'll address that question to the other two people when they're online.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure. I think he spoke of two board generated proposals. I'm not clear exactly what exact action he was speaking to, and I'm not trying to be evasive here. There were quite a few, as you know. The Upper Cook Inlet meeting was 14 days, so without
Ms. Jeffrey, I think that he was talking about at the end of the meeting. There was no public comment. There were two generated proposals. I mean, that was what was said on the record. I don't know. I'm asking you to comment on that, or you know, if you have a comment on that.
At the very end of the meeting?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it was a board-generated proposal or not, but I'm sorry. There was some confusion. I thought that there could have been more clarity at the end of the meeting. However, I don't believe the vote was 7-0. I did vote to be able to take it up, but in the interest of I think in fairness to all of the public that had left the meeting, the board decided to not take that up at that time, if I'm recalling right, but I could be wrong. I think you everyone can listen to the record and find out exactly what happened at that time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to give the people an opportunity to address that. Let's go to, thank you very much, Ms. Jeffrey. I don't see any other questions. John Jensen, are you online?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'm sorry that we're having to rush through. We have been called to the floor, but would you go ahead and introduce yourself, put yourself on the record, and let us know why you're willing to serve again.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm willing to put my name in again for another 3 years. I'm a commercial fisherman. I've been such for 45 years. I'm born and raised in Petersburg, third-generation commercial fishery in Alaska. I currently participate in the halibut, king, and tanner fisheries in southeast Alaska. In 2009, I started a small boat rental business in Petersburg. I have two children, both commercial fish, two boys. That's pretty much my bio. I've been on there for 12 years, and I'm looking forward to a fifth term if I'm selected, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Jensen? No, thank you. And now let's go. Thank you, Mr. Jensen, for being online. Reed Morisky, are you online?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Reed here in Fairbanks.
Oh, thanks for being there. Would you introduce yourself for the record and answer the same question?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. Reed Morisky, Fairbanks, Alaska. My wife and I live in Fairbanks, where we own our home and have lived since 1981. I'm also a sport fishing guide in the interior and hold a U.S. Coast Guard captain's license. My brother is a commercial fisherman in southeast Alaska and holds a salmon troll permit. I've held permits for subsistence fishing in the interior. I've also participated in our personal use fisheries, where I've experienced a deep appreciation for harvesting food for myself and my family. My initial interest in Alaska fisheries was in the late 80s when the legislature considered licensing sport fishing guides. Since then, I've been a member of the Sport Fish Guide Task Force and have advocated for a responsible sport fishing industry to achieve sustainable fisheries. I maintain that we can protect and secure our fisheries while offering balanced use for commercial, sport, personal use, and subsistence uses of our commonly held public resource. My experience in fisheries issues in the board process in reviewing, evaluating, and processing an extensive amount of complex information has proven to be a valuable asset to the process. Everyone that is involved in the board process deserves respect. Everyone. The public must be heard and have their issues vetted by the board. I very much enjoy meeting all the stakeholders and hearing about their concerns and needs. The Board of Fisheries deliberates on numerous proposals covering many issues. One of those issues is the decline of king salmon numbers in many parts of Alaska. Some of the most contentious proposals involve king salmon and how to manage them. The king salmon is our official state fish, made so by the legislature in 1962, a few short years after statehood. The king salmon is the most iconic fish in Alaska, and Alaskans prize their official state fish. Most Alaskans want to protect our kings and allow them to recover, even if it means sacrifice. The solution is to work through our very public process, the Board of Fisheries process, to review the best available science and to work with all the stakeholders to seek consensus. My goal is to be part of the effort to protect, enhance, and support our statewide fisheries resources. We have done our job if future generations can look back and say that we've acted in a responsible manner and at the same time provided for maximum opportunity and benefits. Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing none. We had gone through public testimony, and most people had made comments on all three members. If there is someone who did not get a chance to make comments on either on Mr. Jensen, you can make that comment now. We are called to the floor, so we're trying to get there quickly. So I appreciate short comments. Are there anyone?
Mr. Chair, this is Kenai Moderator. We have people here who would like to speak to Mr. Jensen.
Okay. Go ahead. Introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your comments.
Yes. Hi, my name is Ricky Geese. In the recognition of shortness of time here, I'd just like to say we support both Mr. Jensen and Mr. Mariski reappointments to the Board of Fisheries. Thank you.
Thank you for making the comments on both. Is there anyone else there to address either of these other two?
Yes, Representative Seaton, this is Paul Shadier again for Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. This is on John Jensen.
Okay, go ahead.
Our organization has been representing commercial salmon fishermen, commercial fishing within the waters of Cook Inlet since 1954. At present, our members represent primarily commercial set net fisher families, although we also have members who represent the processing industry, drift fisheries, suppliers, and the general interest of the public. John Jensen has shown that the extra effort to listen to stakeholders, to understand complex science, to strive for a balance of opportunities for traditional harvesters, a feat that requires not only concern for conservation, but also to maintain an abundant yield of fishery stocks so that all citizens can appreciate our state's resources. Clearly, the decision-making process in the Board of Fisheries is not simple and at times controversial. His extensive experience in the field of action and the approximately 12 years of commitment to the board process and to the people of the state can only be an asset. That they say a moving stone carries no moss. In the case of controversies that surround the frequency of Board of Fisheries decision, we say that a Board of Fisheries member in time gathers barnacles, probably not the most comfortable mooring in life. KPFA board directors and members continue to support commercial fishermen to this board and would request that the committee recommends and that the legislature reconfirm John Jensen to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. I have one more comment for Mariski, but it's not for KPFA.
Okay, go ahead who are you representing with this comment?
Mr. Chair, again, my name is Paul Shadura. I'm a longtime resident of the Kenai Peninsula. My family has been here for over 100 years. The South Cay Beach Independent Fishermen's Association, or SOCAI, are committed to protecting and preserving the Kisilov River Aquarium System. As a spokesperson for SOCAI, I've been involved in the Cook Inlet fisheries for 45 years, while my family is part of the fishing community for over 100. I have participated in the Board of Fisheries for 30 years. Today, I'm sad to say that the board process is in need of extensive overhaul. The governor shall appoint each member on the basis of interest in public affairs, good judgment, knowledge, and the ability in the field of action of the board, and with a view to providing diversity of interest and points of view in the membership. Mr. Mariski, in his short time on the board, has not been approachable, and in many instances has been extremely discriminating against commercial set net fishermen at Cook Inlet. Upon questions, lack of his acknowledgement to the decisions of the area's fish and game advisory committees on record, Mr. Mariski commented, the canned letters that he represented his interests carried the same weight. Mr. Mariski is, in his first statewide meeting, submitted a CRISA document as his own, and when questioned, he responded, well, you should have your own, put yours in. We question the ethics of an individual that is doing the business of the public, that manages the public trust, that only associates himself with members of an organization that are determined to eliminate longtime set net fishing families for Cook Inlet. We find this egregious and request the committee and the legislature to not confirm Reed Mariski.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else at the Kenai LIO?
Yeah, this is David Martin from Clam Gulch. I've been involved in the Board of Fish and Advisory Committee process for since the early 80s, but I'm speaking for myself. To make it short, I'd recommend the legislature not confirm Reed Mariski. I spent 3 weeks at the Lower Cook Inlet and Upper Cook Inlet Board of Fish meetings, and Mariski's voting record and comments were very clear that he bases his decisions and votes on public and political perception and not based on science and the data. His voting record also clearly reflects his position to allocate from commercial fisheries to in-river commercial guide industry, even though it is detrimental to the sports industry, but most important, it's detrimental to the resource and the habitat. This state can do a lot better and should replace Mariski with a person that will use reliable science and data to make fisheries management plans for the state's billion-dollar-plus fishing industry and the state's largest job-producing industry. Mr. Mariski and others and some other Board of Fish members' unaccountable actions are the reason why the Board of Fish process is a flawed process and harmful to the resource, the industry, and the people's livelihoods that depend upon that fisheries resource. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else there at the Kenai LIO?
We have one more, Mr. Chair.
Hello, I'm Chris Garcia, and I'm representing myself again. And I would like to say do not confirm this member to the Board of Fish. And just as a couple of the other people have brought up, he seems to be run by Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. And I personally don't even like that name because it's Kenai River Guides Association. And I personally have been a sport fisherman my whole life, and I don't think they represent me. And I think the people that do their bidding there should not be allowed to be there.
Thank
you. So thank you very much. I do not want him confirmed.
Thank you. Is there anyone else there in Kenai? Anyone else online?
Yeah. Hey, Mark Ducker from Kasiloff representing myself. I kind of agree and reiterate what Chris Garcia said. It's wrong in the way they handle themselves. You know, a short time, they've gutted industry down here on the peninsula. They did look away from what the real issue is here on the peninsula, which would be the early-run king salmon. The late-run king salmon has still met its goals. They've just basically gutted the commercial set net fishery on those pretenses, and it's all about early-run fish, which we've not participated in a fishery in over 50 years. First of all, they need to clean up their own damn doorstep, and they need to move on forward before they clean up everybody else and gut them. And he's one that's just prime and simple that that's his agenda, and people with an agenda on the board shouldn't be there. They're speaking for all the people, not themselves or a small group.
Thank you, Mr. Ducker. Is there anyone else there in Kenai?
No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We've heard the testimony, we've heard the nominees. Is there a motion on the individuals? Is there, first of all, is there a discussion? I mean, okay. Good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to forward.
Representative Gaddis, sorry.
Sorry. I'm looking at the time and I apologize.
You can do all three.
Good, because I was going to. I move to forward the names of Reed Morisky, John Jensen, and Susan Jeffrey to the House floor for consideration during a joint session of the legislature. A motion to move the name forward does not reflect the intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during a joint session for purposes of confirmation.
Okay, thank you. And seeing no objection, we will forward these names. And again, forwarding the names does not mean that we are either supporting or opposing individual members. Thank everyone for their attendance and their input at this confirmation hearing, and we will be adjourned at 10:42.